At the heart of Acropolis is its most famous structure, the Parthenon. The temple was defined by an outer colonnade that consists of 8 columns, with 17 columns running along each of its sides. Much of the sculpture decoration has been lost, destroyed, or pillaged over the centuries. But we do know that the decoration consisted of 92 metopes, 32 on each of the king's sides and 14 on each of the short. A continuous Ionic frieze, 160 meters long, with 50 figures in the round, filling in the triangular pedimental areas. Originally, there was a giant 12-meter statue of Athena that was housed in the interior of the temple. The goddess stood elaborately decorated in full armor, holding a victory Nike in her hand and resting the left on her shoulder. The nude parts of the statue were rendered in ivory and the rest in sheets of gold, weighing more than 1,000 kilos. The Erechtheion is a double building dedicated to both Athena and to Poseidon. It's thought the famous Porch of the Maidens constitutes the overground part of the tomb of the mythical King of Athens. In the early 19th century, Britain's Lord Elgin removed one of the caryatids, which is now in the British Museum. The caryatid's hairstyle is elaborate, with a thick braid hanging down the back and curls down the side of the neck and over the breast. Many statues of young women, known as chori, were found in the Acropolis. They show an unusual array of size, clothing, and style. Most are of young girls standing, frontal pose, holding an offering for the goddess, and were dedications to sanctuaries.